Well, friends, in these words that we have been reading, especially it's from verse 9 to verse 69, what you find is a sort of a, we would call it a summary or a potted history of the Lord's dealings. It's a sort of a broad sweep of God's dealings with the children of Israel as they are going on. And what you find is certain things that are repeated. You find in them lack of faith. We find in them lack of obedience. We find in them much fear, much trouble. And also, something else that we keep finding is when they are unfaithful, God is faithful. When they are weak, God is their strength. When they forget God, the Lord doesn't forget them. When they do foolish things, God shows them mercy. That's what you see. And in the midst of it, He also chastens them. We read about those words. God gave them over. God sent enemies amongst them. God destroyed some of them. That's part of God's chastisement. He wasn't destroying them altogether, but He limited them. There is much for us to learn. You sometimes have to ask yourself, why are the Lord's people very weak? Why are there few ministers of the gospel? Why is there little preaching of the word of God? Why there are many empty pulpits in the land? When it wasn't the same. Things have changed. Even over a course of a short time, things have changed. But for those of you who have lived longer and have been in this country, for example, for a longer period of time, you notice a great difference. And you ask yourself, why is that? Could it be because the church has taken her eyes off the Lord and has turned to lesser things? Have we polluted the worship of God? Have we become at ease in Zion? We have just expected God to bless us. So what should we do in that situation? We should seek the Lord. We should humble ourselves. We should repent. We should turn to God and trust in His mercy. Say to the Lord of our unfaithfulness, but then look to Him to show mercy to His people. Be much in prayer. Seek every opportunity together. When you come together, when you meet at homes, when you're alone, privately, publicly, seek God for revival. Beginning with you. And then what you find in the latter part of this chapter, verses 70 onwards, then the theme changes. And He speaks about His power, powerful hands, skillfulness, He says, of His hands. It says He chose David also His servant. So it's God all the time in control. He chose David. He took him from the sheepfold. And then He uses him. He enables him. He gives him wisdom. He gives him strength. So the underlining lesson that we ought to learn from Israel's, we could say, intermittent walk with God, is that what the psalm concludes with. It concludes with David. He has shepherded God's people. He has guided them by, as it says, guided them by the skillfulness of His hands. And God's own all-powerful hands have never let His people go. So things may become even worse for us if the Lord chooses to. But the witness for the Lord Jesus Christ will not vanish altogether. And we should be thankful for that. But let us be amongst those people who are witnessing for God. Let us not be amongst us who are dying out. Let us be amongst those who are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let us be those who, if we are to die upon our knees praying. Let us not be as those who have lost heart, lost faith, who have no vision, who are not seeing the great picture and the hand of God. Because there are many who do that, and they give to things that will not help. They would seek to depend upon the arm of the flesh. And so that is what you see in so many churches. What are we going to do? How are we going to get people into our churches? How are we going to reach out to people? Oh, let's look outside of the Bible, they think. People are not interested in the Word of God. Let's give them something and then provide them some small, a very watered down gospel at the end. Let us, my friends, never turn to such things. But let us trust in the Lord. He's sovereign. He's in control. He's our God. Amen.